Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Great to have you with us This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us. In the inspiring book, Saying Thanks and Beyond, Ralph Musgrove explores ways to respond to acts of kindness, to go beyond words, and to find possibilities. He offers ideas to inspire you to become a better person and give someone else that emotional lift, like an elderly person who lost their independence or a soldier who can't open a door because of loss of a limb. Ralph emboldens you to change your world and give legacy of yourself and the generation who is watching. Ralph, widowed in 2015, is a retired Navy veteran, pastor, educator, employed in human relations, counseling, and as a musician, living in St. Petersburg, Florida. Saying Thanks and Beyond is Saying Thank You Enough is his debut book. Ralph Musgrove joining us on This Week in America. Ralph, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us today.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be with you.
I love what you're doing in the book. It's going to touch so many people. And this started, as I understand, with you, with a personal experience when your wife suffered a fall a few years ago.
Yes, that's correct. She was working at an assisted living facility as a receptionist and was moving from one desk to another, and her phone rang. She turned to answer it and fell, breaking her right hip and crushing two vertebrae in her back, which disabled her at that point, so she was not able to go anywhere without a walker.
And it's interesting because you got to talking about the experiences you went through and saying thank you and the way people say thank you and what it means when you are the recipient of somebody with an act of kindness like that. Talk about going through that process, because this is something you gave a lot of thought to because you were appreciative when people would help out.
Well, oftentimes when people would step forward to open the door for her, seeing her come to a building where we go in for the groceries or department store or someplace like that, they would offer themselves to open the door and let her go ahead of them. And even though I was there to help her, they stepped forward to do what they thought was something to help a person that needed their help. And so oftentimes she would say, "What more can you say than thank you?" Because it seems so trite after such a kind act. So when she passed away in 2015, I began to put down thoughts about what she went through, what we went through together after 60 years of marriage. And she said that she wanted to be able to thank those people some way, but she had no idea how she could do it.
And I think
so I wrote the story so that it would get in the minds of people in the community anywhere. Whoever reads it will recognize they could be that person.
Well, that's why it serves such a purpose, because if you're someone who says thank you, and I think we've all gone through that where you really think, is that really enough? I've said thank you, but I've said it so many times, I'm not sure it has any meaning anymore. And for those
people who
you know, are at the other end of that, who you are thanking, it really lets us know that they're appreciative because it's something that you went through. Talk about the process of putting this book together. It's very simple. It's well-written. It makes a perfect gift. People I've read in the reviews, and they're all 5-star reviews, said that we've gone back and read through this a number of times. We've given it to relatives, that type of thing. What has this process been like for you? Because something as simple as saying thank you has really touched a lot of people.
Well, as a pastor, I write sermons all the time. So I've written probably over 1,000 messages that have never been published, but writing was not a difficult thing for me. I've done a lot of professional writing in my jobs with the Navy and with the professional work that I've done. So when I had a chance to write this down, I began to just jot down ideas on how she would say something like, "That really was a big help to me," or "I'm really glad you came along when you did," or something like that would encourage that person so they would feel like they were worthy of her recognition. And so I began to put all that thoughts together, and I asked a publisher friend of mine who's retired if he would edit the book and look it over, which he did, and he recommended to me Archway Publishing. It's a self-publishing company of Simon & Schuster. So I contacted them, and within 6 months, my book was in publication.
Which is amazing and touching people. When you read the reviews, as I say, they're all 5-star reviews and very complimentary of the book. The book is Saying Thanks and Beyond is Saying Thank You Enough by Ralph Musgrove. That's Musgrove. His website is musgroveschoice.com, Musgroves, choice, C-H-O-I-C-E.com. You can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. This is a republished book and is now available for sale in ebook and paperback at its lowest retail price. Available for sale in all Amazon sites, Barnes & Noble, Page Turner Press, and Media Direct bookstore orders. Chapters Indigo in Canada, Waterstones in the UK, Booktopia in Australia, New Zealand, and a lot more. And you can get all that information at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Interesting in the book, because when you think about it, you talk about the many ways that people can say thank you. Talk
yes,
about that,
true.
Because there's so many different ways we can do that. Some fit the occasion better than others, don't they?
That's right. I think as a pastor that I've often tried to do things that I thought would show my people that I appreciate them, especially the board members who would put out time to lead the church and make decisions for the benefit of the people. And so I thought in my book I recommended or suggested that pastors or anybody in a place of authority could find a reason to say thank you to their employees, their people that are under them. And it's a way to make them realize or think that they are appreciated for what they do. And it doesn't always mean that they have to expect that, but the manager of the office or the CEO could easily make a contribution to the people at a very limited, small price and give them a sense of belonging to the corporation, that they're valued, and that what they do matters to the boss.
And it's interesting because it really doesn't cost anything, and sometimes those words can make an employee's day, can't they?
That's right. I have an example about one of the CEOs that I worked for, overheard a conversation from his secretary, who was a newly employed girl, and she was not very well kept. She was efficient, but her clothes were faded. I recognized this in one of my blog articles. And so he went to the manager under him and said, I heard this girl talking about being unable to keep gas in her car, and she's afraid she's not going to have money for the children for school. He said, I wanted to give her this cash and tell her, don't tell her where it came from, but I want her to have it, to tell her she needs it, where she can spend it wherever she wants to. Well, as a result of that, that girl's attitude changed completely. She went out and spent the money profitably for her family. And as a thank you for that, not knowing where the money came from, she baked a cake, brought it into the break room, and had a little celebration. And so that just changed her whole attitude in life, and she was a different person from that point on.
It's amazing. The book is Saying Thanks and Beyond. Is Saying Thank You Enough? Ralph Musgrove, the author and our guest on the program. You say something that's interesting and been thinking about ever since I read it. Working men and women living in a high-tech society with a low-touch culture. We're going to let that sink in for a minute. And I'm thinking maybe things are going by too quickly with the high-tech world we're living in. And sometimes we forget the human touch and the impact of the human touch.
Well, I believe that's true. Everybody's living in an instant world where everything happens just right on the mark. They want whatever they want to do. But we don't take the time to recognize a person who's done something kind or has been gracious in a manner that reveals an inner quality that they have, but we don't recognize it. We don't allow it for it. And I think we need to. There's a lot of incivility in the world. I think we need to do a little more civil actions.
One of the chapters,
that are courteous to people.
Well, yes, and it goes so far in saying something, just a couple of words to a person. One of the chapters is speak up. See what benefits come to you when you speak up. And there really is a benefit. It's sort of one where both ends of this conversation get something out of it, don't they?
That's right. When you speak up to a person, you put something in verbal form. It not only strengthens you, but it gives the other person confidence in what they've done. And it helps them to realize that they were valued in what they did, and so therefore they want to do it again. They're not only encouraged to step forward more and do the same thing over, but it helps you as a speaker, the one who receives that gift, to go out and do the very same thing, replicate it.
With us on the program, the author of Saying Thanks and Beyond is Saying Thank You Enough, Ralph Musgrove. His website is musgroveschoice.com. You can link on, get all the information at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Good website information there, of course, on the book, but other information that Ralph has there as well. You keep saying this, but I really believe it's true. It's better to give than to receive sometimes, isn't it?
Yes, that's true. There's a philosophy that I have, which I try to emphasize, and that is that when you give away things, you do something for somebody, or you give out, it's replenished from what I consider a divine source. It's a divine principle. You can't give away. You can't give more than God wants you to give. You give because you have that inner sense of wanting to do something for somebody who's in need. And when you give it out, it automatically replenishes itself. And in a form, it comes back to you in the same way you've given it. It may not be in the same content, but you're going to receive, your shoes are going to last longer, the gas runs a little bit longer in the car, or maybe you don't have the medical bills you used to have. Because good things come back to you as a result of you doing good things for other people.
What do you do when you're in that position where it's somebody you interact with on an ongoing basis and you say thank you maybe quite often and you're thinking it's probably lost its impact now because I keep saying that? How do we go about making sure that the recipient of our message knows that we're sincere and we really do show gratitude?
Well, you add phrases like, I really appreciate your help, your attention to these details that you've taken care of for me make my work a lot easier. I can get things done faster. Or, I appreciate the way you handled that particular situation in the office. Or some suggestion that lets that person realize that they're valued by you and that they're important to you, the operation of the office. And just saying thank you is not always enough. You have to say a little bit more about how valued you consider them, that they're an important position.
One of the chapters in the book, Hands and Feet, what response do you get from your body language? Talk about that, because that's something we really don't give a whole lot to, but it's more than verbal, isn't it?
That's definitely true. I watch people going through the malls and different places where I take part in things, and many people go around with a frown on their face, and they're worried-looking all the time. Well, if they would just brighten up a little bit and have a smile, they would feel better.
Yes.
And
yes.
So I say your hands and your feet, you have to go where there is a need and do something with your hands that will help somebody. It doesn't have to be a lot. You can just maybe, like I give them an example of Marge, who saw a man struggling with his bag of groceries. And she walked up and said, "Can I help you to the car with those?" And he was frail and elderly. And he was more than glad to have the help because he was afraid he was going to drop them. And when she passed that on to him and got in the car with him and put them in the car for him, he really appreciated it and told her so. And that was an opportunity for her to express herself through her hands and her feet. And if we do that, when we see a need and try to fill it, it makes the world different from the perspective of going around with a frown in your face and looking like you're mad at the world.
Exactly, which we see a lot as we're looking at people. What happens when you don't get that response? In the situation with you and your wife in the wheelchair, when people would maybe shy away from you, look the other way, and not go extend their hand and give you the help that you're looking for. How does that make you feel? I would think if somebody is struggling, that just sort of reinforces maybe a depression that they may be in.
Well, if I'm on the end of the circumstance where somebody is not kind to me or doesn't respond and say thank you, I've held the door for people and they'd have just walked through like they expected, or something on that order. I just make out light of it and I say, well, they must be having a bad day today, and let it go. Don't hang on to it. Don't let your feelings become negative because somebody had a negative influence upon you. You keep the positive attitude, and it continues that will overflow in the lives of those people. And who knows? Maybe they didn't have an opportunity to say thank you like they really would have wanted to. They didn't cross their mind because their mind was busy with something else. So I don't ever hold it against them. I just let them go and try to make the impression that I want to make instead of letting them have their impression on me.
That's the positive attitude you will find in the book, Saying Thanks and Beyond. Is Saying Thank You Enough by Ralph Mosgrove, our guest on the program. A couple minutes left in the show. One of the reviews says, we need to learn to speak this language of love mustache describes in the book, not only with words, but with our actions and intention. Talk about that aspect.
The idea of being able to express yourself and stepping forward and acknowledging a person because they are really what I consider an unspoken, unidentified agent of God, doing their things, their work of doing good things for people, stepping out and doing something for someone that's in need. And in doing that, there's no way to measure that. You can't say that you're just going to do a kind act today and that's going to be it. When is all you're going to get? That's an inner being that causes you to go out and do those things. and you want to respond wherever you see the need. And so when you live a positive attitude and you spread it out there, it will come back to you in the same form you set it out. If you send out angry impulses or negative thoughts, those are going to come back to you as well. A little boy, I gave an example about a little boy playing in the meadow, and he thought he heard a boy playing in the woods, and so he called to him and said, "Come out and play with me." And the little boy answered him with the same words. And back and forth, he was trying to get the kid to come out and play with him, and nothing would happen. So he finally went home to his mother. He complained that the little boy in the wood was mocking him. And she said, "Oh, Johnny, that wasn't a little boy in the woods. That was your echo." And so by that standard, we have to say, well, what I do and how I do it and where I do it and what I say or do will come back to me in the same form that I send it out, just like the echo.
The book Saying Thanks and Beyond is saying thank you enough. You talk about one word can change the day. And when you think about it, once again, it can change the day for both parties.
That's true. You not only give it to somebody to make them feel good or they feel good about what you said to them, but you are the recipient of that kind act, which you want to go out and do again because you feel good about it yourself.
It's been described as a great family book. I mentioned the fact that people will get this, read it several times, pass it along, give it as gifts. The book is a republished book, now available for sale in ebook and paperback at its lowest retail price. Available for sale at all Amazon sites, Barnes & Noble, Page Turner Press and Media Direct bookstore orders. Chapters Indigo in Canada, Waterstones in the UK, Booktopia in Australia and New Zealand, and a lot more. Ralph, what kind of response have you been getting to the book? I mean, from the reviews, excellent. It's something simple, it's a very easy message, and it's something that gets us all thinking, and I think we're all better people because of it.
I constantly get calls on the phone from people that have read it and tell me that it's a wonderful book, they loved it. And the lady, first lady that read it, I gave it to her when it first came out. She said, "Oh, I don't ever read. I don't want to read a book." I said, I don't like to read. I said, "Well, you read this. Don't let me know what you think of it. I need to get a report from you, and I value your opinion." She went home and read it. She came back, and she said, "I have never read a book." And she said, I could not put this book down when I read it. And she said, "In fact, I've been so inspired by it, I started reading my Bible." What better thing could happen than someone to be able to say that they were now reading their Bible because of the book that I wrote? That's tremendous.
What a compliment. Yeah, it's pretty hard to get an endorsement that's better than that one. And taking this message out to the public, I mentioned where the book's available. I mentioned Page Turner in there. You've been working with Page Turner Press and Media. What has that experience been like for you?
Well, it's been very, very beneficial to me. They've taken my book and have promised or have provided a place for it to go into the marketplace where it has not been going in the past. I've had a very good relationship with the agent that I'm working with, the publicist, and they're very thorough and they're very efficient and they're reliable. I find that what they say, they do. It's not just I'm going to do this and then wait for it to happen and it never happens.
Well,
and
this book is so important, and I know how proud they are to be able to represent this because it is a book about values, about making other people feel good. In the process of making other people feel good, you will realize you are feeling good as well. The book is Saying Thanks and Beyond is Saying Thank You Enough. Ralph Mosgrove, our guest on the program. His website is mosgroveschoice.com. And you can link on directly to Ralph's website by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Ralph, excellent job with the book. A pleasure having you with us on the program. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you. I've enjoyed it myself, and I trust it will be a benefit to somebody that's been listening.
Well, it opened my eyes as I was reading that, and it's like, okay, this is a very positive, uplifting book, and I'm sure it will touch many people. Saying Thanks and Beyond is Saying Thank You Enough. Ralph Mosgrove, our guest on the program. Information, of course, you can click on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.